Welcome to The Bookkeeper's Voice, an informative and entertaining podcast for bookkeepers who love small business. Each week, Amy Hook explores new ideas and shares real-life stories, along with inspiring guests from both inside and outside the bookkeeping industry. Every episode will leave you with a fresh perspective, along with industry-specific tips and insights to help your business and your clients' businesses thrive.
Good morning, everyone. As you can hear, this is not Amy today. This is actually Angie, and I am the Savvy Bookkeepers Client Relationship Manager, and I'm the lady who is constantly on the phones chatting to our clients and making sure that we're able to help provide as much as possible to support you guys in running your businesses. Today, Amy and I thought it would be a really great idea for me to do a solo podcast. So hopefully this goes all right and you can hear me okay, because I am just working off of my computer microphone. So hopefully everyone can hear me okay. Today, the reason why I'm doing a solo podcast is simply because we were doing one of our Savvy Navigating Coronavirus co-working groups yesterday. And in the group, we were doing a lot of work on how to properly create emails to make sure that your clients are actually going to read them and actually going to respond to them with the information you need. Now, a lot of people, you know, we all use emails. We all know how to write an email. But there are some tips and tricks we went through yesterday that Amy and I thought would actually be really handy to share with everyone, not just people who were in our co-working session yesterday. So today I'm kind of just going to give you a little bit of a background into how to really optimize your email processes to streamline your processes and really make sure that you can strengthen your relationship with your clients while also just getting all of the work done that you need to be doing right now. Now, in the session yesterday, we were actually discussing how to write an email to clients who are requesting and needing change of terms in regards to what you're offering them for your bookkeeping practices. So right now there's a lot of changes going on because of the coronavirus and the new JobKeeper and the incentives and the different stimulus packages that are going out. Bookkeepers are now doing a lot of extra tasks that you usually wouldn't be doing, and also not doing the normal tasks that you are used to doing if your clients aren't actually operating right now to ensure that they are keeping their businesses safe. So what's going on is most bookkeepers are super busy right now, and you're busy either on the phone, in the emails, and you basically are always in communication with your clients right now, trying to educate them and keep them informed as much as possible for what's happening. And by doing so, you don't actually have a lot of time to do anything else. So during the session yesterday, I was giving just a few tips and tricks on how to create an email that is easy for your clients to respond to without having to call you and create extra work for you. So we thought that today it would be a really great way of helping you streamline your processes in general, but also really helping you to save time right now, since you've got so much going on and there's so much information that you need to be communicating to your clients. So basically what we're going to talk about today is the importance of email communication, and I'm going to give you some of my tips that I've been using as a business development manager and salesperson over the last 10-15 years. Many of you don't really know me very well. I've done one podcast with Amy, but my background is originally in fashion design. And that's actually why I came to Australia. I came with an internship for a local Australian fashion designer. And my background there has always been more in business management and the actual organization of fashion companies. From there, I decided to continue my education here in Australia. And in the last 8 years, I did everything from Bachelor of Business, from fashion merchandising, marketing, and also finally my accounting, CERC for accounting degree as well. Diploma. So over the years, I've been working with businesses and doing, you know, simple bookkeeping. I'm by no means on the level of you guys, but I do bookkeeping. I have done it in the past, and I definitely understand the craziness that you guys sometimes go through, especially right now. So what I thought I would do is really just go in and help you really learn the tips that I've learned over the years of working in so many different business and marketing industries to make sure that your emails get read and things that are important are being said in a way that your clients will also understand. Because I think I've said this a lot in the last episode I was in, but sadly, a lot of your clients have no idea what you do and they're not about to spend time on learning. A lot of people don't like bookkeeping. That's why they pay you to do it. So one thing that's always a big strain on bookkeeping relationships is you're here with all of your amazing knowledge, which is so important for the lifeline of businesses, especially small businesses in Australia. And then you have the other side of the business owners who just want their bookkeeping done. They don't really know what it is, but just get it done because they're busy running their businesses. So you kind of have this constant strain where you need their information and you need also, you know, their respect basically to make sure that you continually want to help them increase their business and keep their business running. But they're so busy doing their business that they're typically quite short with you and always have something better to be doing than to be working on their bookkeeping. So by creating emails that are specifically targeted to them in ways that they understand, you're able to really strengthen the relationship and get past those initial struggles that you have consistently with not all, but some of your clients. Especially right now, a lot of business owners are really stressed. Nobody really knows what's happening. They may not actually be operating, which creates a massive financial stress, especially if they had employees. They want to make sure they're taking care of their employees and want to make sure that their business, their baby, is going to survive. So they're relying heavily on you right now. So this is actually a really great opportunity that you can strengthen your working relationship with them at this time and really help educate them all the amazing things that you can do for their business to help make your job a bit easier going forward. So first off, you know, when you think about emails, you think about writing a paragraph or two paragraphs, instantly sending it out either on your phone, your laptop, your desktop, doesn't really matter. And that's it. But in fact, email is actually such a valuable tool for bookkeepers to help streamline almost all of your processes when it comes to regards of client communication. With all of the modern technology that we have, you can now schedule, draft, postpone, and even monitor opens of your emails. So you can actually call a client using some applications and go, oh, I understand you say you didn't read it, the email I just sent you, but you've actually opened it 4 times. So I feel like someone has. Is there someone else who is monitoring your emails that who should be telling you that I've sent this urgent email? There's so many different applications that you can use that are free. Email also is free unless you use a paid subscription for your company, which is fine. We do it here at Savvy. It's super important. There's, you know, the big heads that are Gmail and Outlook, and they offer now such amazing service for actual email communication within teams and companies. There's so many things that you can go through. And like I said, doing scheduling, doing drafting, making sure that you have your processes in line, that when it comes to bath season, that's all right. You have things all organized. You can send out that email to one email to all of your clients, and they don't know they got the same email as everyone else, but the email's out, they're informed, and now they can do the call to action that's in the email and immediately get you the information that you need. The other reason I really like email itself as a form of communication opposed to, let's say, using phone calls is that email can be a really quick problem-solving tool. It creates a way of being able to work directly with the business owner while they're on the go. So email now is so accessible and so easy to use on our phones. Most business owners who never get to sit down at a computer can now instantly reply to you through your email. It's amazing, and it's something that allows a lot of information to be sent through with easy feedback to be sent through then from your clients. As long as the email is created in a way that they can easily read it on mobile, they usually will respond to you right away. So that's always really handy. And I'm going to tell you how to do that, especially viewing emails on mobile shortly. The other reason I really enjoy emails, that it's a form of record keeping. So gone are the days that we use memos. And to be honest, I've never used a memo in my career. It's always been emails. That's why I had a little chuckle. I started in the work environment after memos kind of became useless. So gone are the days that memos are actually used. It's all in email form. There's actually very little reason to use paper now, especially as a virtual bookkeeper. Most of everything that you can do is you can keep and use on your computer or a digital cloud-based service like Drive or Dropbox or anything like that. So by keeping all of your communication in email and not having the communication over your phone, you're able to easily search past communications if you have a question or if a client isn't sure about a service that they said they wanted but now are saying they don't. So it's a really great way to make sure that you can make sure that you and your client can keep things on track and to also keep things organized for you so that you don't have to constantly call a client and ask them something. Same thing is if they need to ask you something, but something you've actually already discussed in an email, you can just re-forward that email and save your time rewriting it or re-talking about it on the phone over and over and over again, which I don't know about you, but I love saving time. And so being able to do that really makes me happy. Another thing that's really great about email is that it's super low cost. So most platforms, if you're just a sole trader, you only have one email, it can be a very inexpensive way of communicating with your clients, opposed to using a phone, which you get charged by the minutes, by the amount of calls you make, depending on the plan. It's all very different, but you still have that phone charge that you ultimately have to pay for in taking into consideration for every phone call that you make. Especially right now, all of us are doing so many calls that they aren't quick either with your clients. Some of your clients' phone calls right now can be a half an hour to an hour trying to educate them on what's going on. And even when you don't know what's going on yourself, which has been happening a lot over the last few weeks, because a lot of it, we've just had to wait until the regulations and everything has officially been passed. So over the last few weeks, you probably have been saying the same thing over and over and over again on the phone. If you take all of that time up and add it up to what you usually charge per hour or as a base package for these clients, I'm pretty certain you can say that you were over budget for this client. You need to make sure that you can reduce your contact with your clients as much as possible to make sure that you're still within scope of what your services are. By no means am I saying that you need to stop talking to your clients. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to make sure that you are supporting them as often as they need, but also in a way that doesn't take up an entire day a week doing that. Because bottom line is, you're still a bookkeeper and you still have all of the normal bookkeeping things to do for these businesses, whether they are running or not. They still have to, you know, do their GST. They still have to do their best. They have to do everything, even though they might not be operating right now. So you still have your normal roles and responsibilities, and now all of this extra support that you need to do. So being able to use the low cost option of an email in sending out instructions and giving them updates on what's happening, which you can send out to all of your clients to inform them, makes such a difference. And it also makes it so that the clients know that after a couple emails of the informative emails, they'll know that you'll just send an email as soon as you know, instead of calling you and asking you consistently, do you know anything? What's going to be the next step? What should I be doing? They'll come to expect an email from you educating them on the next step to make sure that they can keep their business running. Because in the end, once you get used to sending a lot of emails and doing information-based emails for them, they know that you're there to support them, and they'll understand that you will get the information out to them when you can. It saves you a lot of phone calls, and it saves you a lot of headache from panicked clients when you can have your emails just being sent off and scheduled out to save you time. Another thing that emails are really great with is marketing. And I'm not talking about sales and marketing. I'm simply talking about, for this episode, information marketing. So for right now, we have so much going on, and everyone I spoke to last week was unfortunately snowed under by all of the JobKeeper applications that clients were wanting you to submit. Little did they know, not much could actually be done until this week. So what they were doing is having the same, again, same conversations with all of their clients on the phone, and everyone wanted this done as soon as possible. But you had to educate them that it actually couldn't be done as soon as possible until this week. So if you were to, instead of using a phone to communicate that information, write a really well-crafted email letting them know that the regulation is ready to go, letting them know the steps, and letting know the time frames that they can expect to start seeing things happening, won't call you. They will actually, because this is an important thing, they'll read the email. And if someone does call you, you can just direct them to read the email again, because most likely their question will be answered in the email that you have written. So it's a really great way to be able to reduce the amount of time that you have to spend on the phone so you can actually do your work. Last week I was talking to clients, and they were actually telling me that they were turning off their phones to make sure that they could have 1 hour of undistracted and uninterrupted work time to actually do their bookkeeping job. So you need to make sure that you don't have to do that to get your work done, especially right now, because things are going to continually coming out to support, well, hopefully, to support businesses to keep running in Australia. So as I said before, I really want to give you guys some tips and tricks on how to make the most of your emails. So I could actually go on for hours about emails. I love emails. I love newsletters. I've read books upon books about how to craft perfect emails to get interactions and responses, but I'm sure you don't find that interesting. So what I've done is I've broken it down into 3 main tips that I have for you in writing emails. And I've also created a blog to go with this podcast that I will have in the links for you as well. So you can actually read all of this, or if you'd like, keep it in a folder for when you are writing your emails to use later. So here are my 3 tips. My number one tip, and it's number one because it is legitimately my number one tip for emails, is using powerful subject lines. On any given day, your clients who are business owners can get 100 to more emails. Usually 100 email day for a busy business owner is a good day. There could be days where they get up to 200 emails. And as bookkeepers, and most of you I know are business owners yourself, I think you can understand that usually about half of the emails your clients will be receiving are actually read properly or read at all. And that's not because they don't care, it's because they simply don't have the time. Your clients are busy running their businesses, and quite often emails in a busy email box can be forgotten, be put in the "I need to do this" and then forgotten, never actually do it. And you need to make sure that you are getting their attention to action this email as soon as they receive it. So that's something to, you know, really just focus on when you are writing your email subject lines. And it's also a really big thing to remember that your person as well, what attracts you to opening an email on a busy day? What gets you to open that email when you have a bajillion different things? Typically, it's the subject line. And typically, it's a subject line that speaks to your needs, your wants, and your desires. So you have to do the same thing and put yourself in your client's space to go, I need to talk to them about this. How can I make them want to open this email so we can get this going for them? And the best way of doing that is putting it in a way that they care. Because again, I'm sorry, they don't know what bookkeeping is, most of your clients. So you using a technical term in the subject is not going to entice them to open an email. It's actually typically going to make them want to ignore it because they're going to have to think a lot in the email because it's things that they don't know about. So for right now, a lot of us are emailing our clients about Job Seeker and the different stimulus packages that the government is providing. So I thought I'd do a bit of a example for what a strong subject line would be instead of a typical one that you would use with technical jargon. One is that it's also easiest because it makes you understand what kind of a strong subject line is. So let's use the JobKeeper as an example for you. So let's say you have to email a client informing them about the process for the JobKeeper and about needing to apply and what that entails. So in this email, you are trying to get funds to keep their business going. So you need to be communicating that in your subject rather than typing technical terms in for exactly what they need to do. Instead of saying, you know, we need to do this, this, and this to get your JobKeeper going, or just a subject line JobKeeper, which will not entice people to open an email, why don't you say instead, let's get your employees back to work without costing you. It's a longer email, but it says everything that you need to say about the JobKeeper stimulus package. It talks about getting their employees back to work, which means getting their business back operating. And it talks about how it's not going to cost them to do this. So instantly they're like, check, check, and check. Yes, I need to read this email. It's important for me and for my business. Another way that you can write an email for the JobKeeper or any stimulus packages that are coming up right now is, want to improve your cash flow. If it was coming from someone they didn't know, they probably wouldn't open this email, but since it's coming from you, their bookkeeper, they will be going, yes, 100% I want to improve my cash flow right now, because basically right now I have no cash flow. So it's a really great way of enticing them to open the email to actually read what you're going to be talking about. Another thing that I thought I would give you an example for is BAS. So I know every year BAS time is a bit of a headache to get all the information you need from your clients. So I've done a couple different ones that most likely will entice them to open their email and then action what they actually need to do for you. So instead of writing, you know, BAS lodgement due, or send me this, this, and this for BAS, that's not going to entice them to open it because it's technical. A lot of people, again, don't actually know what BAS is. They just know they have to do it. So it makes them just instantly not want to do it because it's going to take more brain work that they would prefer to use on their business. So one subject line I thought would be really good is avoid late fees. Just that. Not talking about BAS, not talking about anything else, just avoid late fees, because every business owner wants to avoid late fees. No business owner wants to have to pay extra on anything. Everyone wants to save money. That's the whole point of having bookkeepers and everything. So having an email come from a bookkeeper saying avoid late fees, you are going to open that email and you're going to do it quickly so that you don't have to pay late fees. Another one that you could try is, let's lodge your BAS and save you money. This one is much more technical because I'm actually saying lodge your BAS. But at the end, I'm saying save you money, which again, something every business owner 100% wants to do. So that will incline them to open the email quickly and action something quickly because they want to save money. As soon as you start thinking about things in their perspective, that's when these different subject titles will be able to come up in your head. Don't think of the subject coming from you. Think of it what they need to read for it to get actioned. So the ultimate goal of you sending the email is not sending the email. It is to get an action done by your client. I'm going to say that again. The reason for sending an email is to get an action done by your client. This is true for about 98% of all emails that you are sending to your clients. You are always needing to send an email to either confirm they understand a new procedure that is being put in place, confirm that they understand a change to their systems, or to give you information that you need to do your job. So most of your emails need an action done by your clients. And that's typically why it takes so long to get the emails back, because they have to actually sit down and do what they think is bookkeeping, which is not. So as long as you remember that the whole point of the email is not the email itself, it is the result coming from the email, it can be much easier for you to write your subject line than thinking of it from your perspective. My number two top tips is creating a clear message. Business owners are busy. I think this is the ongoing trend in this podcast. Business owners are busy. They aren't just sitting waiting for emails to come in. They are busy running a business, and you are doing what is the great unknown of their business, the bookkeeping. They have no idea what bookkeeping is. So try keeping your message clear of technical terms. Try and put everything you need in words or phrases that they will understand to make sure that A, they know that you are on their side and that you are trying to make it easy for them, and that B, they actually know they can do this without a lot of hassle for them. When you instantly put it in terms of bookkeeping lingo, you instantly turn your clients off wanting to do it because it sounds harder than it is. So always remember, in creating the message, make sure you put it in a way that, let's say, an 8-year-old will understand. I'm not saying that your clients aren't smart. I'm saying that if an 8-year-old doesn't understand bookkeeping terms, don't use them. Use terms that they will understand. Also, understand that most of your clients are actually going to be reading your emails on their mobile. Our mobiles are attached to us anymore, and quite often, a business owner will look through an email on their phone. If they can instantly action it, they will. If not, it gets put in the I will do this later category. And you don't want to be put in that category. So what you need to do is create this clear message of exactly what you are looking for them to do. Make sure that the most important topics are bolded or highlighted so that their eyes get drawn to it. Make sure you're being direct and informative. Even if you just write most of the email in point form so that they can look at the steps that they need to do, do it in a way that there's headings. So again, their eyes will be drawn to it so they can easily just scroll through on their phone and go, oh, yep, this is the information I need. Your emails will be actioned so much quicker and so much friendlier than business owners who have to go, oh, okay, this is going to take me a while with a big, long email. I'm going to have to sit down on my computer to do this. If you lay it out in a way that's easy to look on your phone and really easy and direct to understand what they need to do, you have a much better chance of actually getting this work done quicker and with your clients being happier, because in their eyes, you're not taking up time of theirs because it's quickly on their phone. They can instantly send it to you and then they're done. It's all just a bit of a marketing mind trick, to be honest. The third trick that I really wanted to communicate with is being empathetic and understanding. And I think a lot of you are going to be like, of course I'm empathetic. Of course I understand. I care about my clients. That's what's great about bookkeepers, is because you legitimately all do actually care about your clients. That's why I love working with bookkeepers. Bookkeepers are one of those rare industries that typically you think about your clients before you think about your own business, which is incredible. And clients don't see that. They don't understand that. So when I say be empathetic and be understanding, I'm not meaning care about your clients. I am meaning more about showing that you care about your clients. So day in and day out, I talk to you guys and we go through how often clients are frustrated with their work relationship with their clients and how most bookkeepers don't feel that they get the respect they should for the work that they do. This is a consistent thing that comes up on a weekly basis when I talk to clients. And it's no one's fault. It's just a misunderstanding that happens between bookkeeper and client. And again, it comes back to the fact that clients really don't understand what you do. And they really are so busy running their business that their number one priority isn't learning what you do, it's running their business. They hire you so that your number one priority is their bookkeeping. So that's something to always keep in mind whenever you're feeling a bit frustrated about your clients being short with you or coming off as rude, because typically they're being short with you because they may have had a really bad day or they might be so busy that they can't stop and chat to you or get back to your email right away because they looked at it on their phone and it was massive and impossible to read quickly. So it's something to always remember and understand, because most of you are business owners. Understand where they're coming from for how busy they are. They don't want to learn about bookkeeping. That's why they've hired your skills. So you just need to make sure that you can go through the stages of making sure that you can communicate that you understand they're busy, you value the time that you get with them, and you value their feedback for when you need it. And it's super, super easy to do. So one of the biggest things that it kind of makes me chuckle all the time is having simple greetings in emails. You can make it so it's part of your template and your signature, but having every email not starting out with what you need from them or what they have to know, it's starting out with a simple, how are you? How's your day? I hope your day has been amazing, or hope you're being safe and healthy right now, or how are things, you know, if you know that your client just went away to holidays and came back to everything that was coronavirus, how are things going since you've been back from holidays? Adding a bit of personality into the beginning of your email makes you come off as so much more approachable than just getting right into it. Add that little bit of humanity to your emails, and it will instantly remind them that you're a person who is working, trying to support them. Also, finish your email with, thank you for your time, or I really appreciate you helping me on this, or working with me on this, or have a lovely weekend. Simple things like that really remind people that you're a person, because what happens a lot with virtual bookkeeping is that because they don't see you, they kind of actually do forget that you're a human being and you have feelings and you're just like them as a business owner. So doing those simple kinds of greetings really makes a difference in reminding them. And it also typically can break down a barrier for someone who doesn't really care about the bookkeeping. If you show an interest in them, they will much more be willing to work with you. Also, just remind them that you are doing this to support them. Using the word support in your emails is so good, instead of saying, I need this from you so I can do my job. don't say that. Say, we need this information so that we can support you during this time. How much better does that sound? Instantly, by just adding that word support, your clients are going to care so much more about what you're talking about. And they're going to want to reply to you because in the end, you're trying to help them. So really try and craft your emails from their perspective, and you will instantly start noticing a difference in their tone and in the response that you get back from them as well. To finish off this podcast, I thought it would be really great to actually go through a checklist that at the beginning, it's going to be tedious for you, but once you get used to it, it will save you so much later on. So this is a checklist that you should go through before sending any large information-based email or any serious kind of email as well. It makes it so that you stop, you think about it, you think about the content, you think about your format, and you make sure that your message is being properly conveyed to get the action that you actually need from your clients. So this again is in the blog that has been written to go coincide with this podcast. So I really highly suggest you do read it. The link will be in the link section of this podcast, but in the blog I go through, and the number one thing you need to do a checklist is, can you easily tell what the purpose of this email is? Most likely you will get an action done from your clients if you only send one call to action in each email. Don't send them 10 things to do in one email, because they'll do one. They'll remember one and they'll do that. And then you'll have to send them more emails to get it done. Send them one email with a call to action they can quickly do, and then life is good again. So make sure it's really concise and you're really clear about what you're needing them to do, what the reason for this email is. Also, make sure that you are using the right tone for your client. If your client is really personable, happy, friendly, not so needing to be professional, make sure you kind of tailor that for your client to make your tone a bit happier, a bit more positive, a bit friendlier, opposed to the tone that you would use for your professional client who is super professional, super corporate. You should never be sending the same email to both of them, because the super professional corporate email will instantly turn off your really friendly client next door who has a very different tone in how she takes things. Same goes for your corporate client. If you send a corporate client a lighthearted, bubbly email with the same information, they will not take you seriously and they won't want to work with you anymore. So you need to make sure that you are reviewing your tone in all your emails as well. Also, make sure you check grammar and punctuation. This is something that we are all guilty for. And one thing I mentioned in our Navigating Coronavirus co-working group yesterday was a really simple tool that I use. I use the free application, and that is Grammarly. It does the one step further from checking spell check and grammar that comes in any Word document formatting. Grammarly is something you can actually download and put into your writing documents so that you can just check it just the same as your normal spell checker. But what it does is it just does a wee bit more of looking into exactly what grammar and grammatical errors you have done to make sure that it's appropriate. So it's amazing. I highly suggest it. It's free. And that also brings up one thing as well. Write your emails in a other document outside of your email application system that you use, because it will catch more mistakes than your email will. So make sure, like your email provider, so make sure if it's a long information-based email that we're doing a lot of right now, make sure to write it in Word and use Grammarly. And that way you don't have any embarrassing spell issues. And it also makes it so that you know that your sentence structure is making sense for your clients, because quite often what happens is we're writing an email really quickly. We need to get this out so it can be off our you know, shoulders, and then we can go on to the next task. But sometimes it happens to me all the time when I'm talking too, is I gibber things up. I mix up words, or I say things in the wrong order, or I might go from one sentence to another sentence and then go back to that sentence when I'm writing, just because I'm doing it really quickly. By using Grammarly and your actual Word document, that issue disappears, so you don't have to worry. The fourth thing that I want you to also do a check is making sure that your email is easy to read. And that goes for two different ways. So making sure that it's set up in a way that's easy to read, but also making sure it's easy to read on all platforms your clients are going to be looking at it. So that means desktop, laptop, and mobile. I always find that if you send the email, if it's a really important information-based email, again, something we're doing a lot right now, send it through to your phone first and look through it. If it's something that you personally wouldn't read because you find it too hard to read, your clients aren't. So make sure it's easily scroll through reading to make sure that the main points are really coming out and, you know, screaming at you. This is a really great way to make sure that you're getting the information through to them as easily as possible, and also getting those call to actions really action for your clients right now. Another thing, it kind of goes in with what I just said, but highlighting your important information. It's amazing how much a simple bolding of a sentence or a word can make a difference. So make sure you actually do that in your emails as well. Finally, and I've said it throughout, so I wonder who's caught this saying, but provide easy call to actions for your clients. A call to action is exactly what it sounds like. It's telling them what to do. So in marketing, a call to action would be something as shop now or buy now. But for bookkeeping, a call to action would be email me this, send me this, apply for this. It's something as simple as at the bottom of the email, or even in the top of the email as well. Usually if you repeat it multiple times, it's the best. But put in that solid call to action so that they know what they need to do. Don't just send an information email with no call to action, because then they're like, oh, that's a bit of a waste of my time, wasn't it? Make sure there's always something for them to do, even if it's just an acknowledgement that they understand. That way you know that they have read it, and that you don't need to call them, or they're not going to call you and take up more of your time. So that's basically most of all of my tips for writing really successful emails to get them actually action for you. I hope you've enjoyed my first solo podcast. It's all a bit different, and hopefully my mic has been good so that you could actually hear me properly. But please feel free to read that blog that has been written to go with this podcast. It does talk about things a bit more in depth than the podcast itself. And always make sure that, you know, you just really put yourself in your client's point of view when writing emails to make sure you can make the most of them and get what you need out of them. Hope you're all having a great day. And I've kind of stolen this phrase from a client of ours. I did tell her I was going to do it, but this is what I'm going to sign off with. It is stay safe, stay sane, and stay savvy, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Bookkeeper's Voice. We'll be back next week, so subscribe to future episode notifications. Do you want to be more efficient? Get instant access to our free template of the month. Visit thesavvybookkeeper.com.au/freebie. Would you love to connect with other savvy bookkeepers to get support and ideas? Join the Savvy Bookkeeper Facebook group. Do you need help with pricing, marketing, web design, or business planning? Visit thesavvybookkeeper.com.au to see our services. Until next time, stay savvy.